welcome to the New Zealand Executive Career Guide, a series of podcasts aimed at discussing current trends in the New Zealand job market with a view to assisting senior executives and senior professionals in taking their careers and companies to the next level. I'm Stephen Levy with New Zealand executive search firm Hobson Levy, and in this ongoing series we will explore a number of issues of particular relevance to the Australian and New Zealand job markets. Above all, we hope to add some value to you in your quest to take your career to the next level. Well, it has certainly been a tumultuous year, and as 2008 draws to a close, many in business will be thinking it is the most difficult year they have ever encountered. In a single, almost unbelievable week in September, talks being held by the Federal Reserve in the US around the potential sale of Lehman Brothers collapsed. This was followed the next day by the Bank of America agreeing to buy Merrill Lynch for US $50 billion, on the same day that Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy. The stock market then went into savage decline, and only one day later, the Federal Reserve began to plan an $85 billion emergency loan for the largest insurer in the world, AIG Group. This was in turn followed a day later in the UK by Lloyds Bank agreeing to buy Halifax Bank of Scotland in a quickly put together deal. Normally, any single one of these events in the business world would be considered extraordinary. To have them all compressed into such a short space of time is, quite frankly, remarkable. These events followed the credit crunch, which began in the northern summer of 2007, and in an on-again, off-again way began to have a severe global impact. It was a year before this came to be fully realized in the events I've just spoken of. The world is now plunging into a global recession, and economic commentators are unable to predict how long this will continue for. Severe events indeed. But what does it mean locally? In the meantime, locally, New Zealand has been in recession for the whole of 2008. Business failures are rising, and the private sector's ability to drive economic growth has been faltering. Governments around the world, including New Zealand, have been quick to react and announce plans to dramatically increase spending to prevent the economy from declining further, thereby going into substantial debt as a result. We've seen a government guarantee of the New Zealand banking system for the next 2 years, and this again is a development which would have been unthinkable 2 years ago. We are therefore seeing an increased focus on government activity as the creator of economic stimulus and the lender of last resort. So what does all this mean for the labour market, and more particularly the senior executive recruitment market, in a country like New Zealand? Well, as we all know, the labour market is very much a lagging indicator. It takes some time for economic weakness to feed through to the labour market, for a variety of reasons. Principal among these is that firms will often let staff go as very much a last resort when they have no other option. Clearly, this wave of redundancies is now beginning to occur. It initially began in the lower levels, but now more and more senior executives in New Zealand organisations are also starting to feel the pain, and redundancies are occurring at this level. Perhaps ironically, at the time unemployment peaks, the recession is likely to be over, and economic growth likely to have resumed. This, of course, is no comfort to those who lose their jobs. Given the economy is still in recession, this means the labour market, including the senior executive market, has still some way to go in terms of future decline. And indeed, this has been our experience of the market in the last 6 months. If anything, activity levels have risen rather than declined. One of the reasons for this is that the full effect is yet to be felt on the labour market in terms of the economic decline that has occurred this year. Another reason we would anecdotally report is that leaders have been aggressively restructuring their teams in order to prepare them for the coming storm over 2009. In a full market, it is easy to paper over any gaps in an executive team and ignore any weak links. However, this is no longer a strong market, and chairs of boards and CEOs are aggressively examining their leadership teams for any weak links and taking steps to shore up these weaker areas as quickly as possible. The senior executive recruitment market in New Zealand is still therefore very active. However, as redundancies increase and more candidates come onto the market, it's also increasingly competitive for candidates to secure roles. We are definitely observing that senior executives are having to wait longer before securing a new role. whereas typically an executive coming back to the market from offshore might hope to secure a role in approximately 3 months. In the current market, that time frame is often extending to 6, 9, 12 months or longer. This phenomenon is likely to continue throughout 2009 and probably well into 2010. The hope is that eventually the stimulus being applied by the governments around the world, such as low interest rates and massive injections of liquidity, will begin to gain traction and the various world economies will begin to grow again. Obviously, the time frame for this recovery remains uncertain. Should it occur towards the second half of 2009, the senior executive recruitment market is likely to begin to benefit from that approximately 6 to 12 months later. It's therefore clear that for senior candidates seeking to advance their career, opportunities are going to be rarer and more limited in the next 12 to 24 months. In addition, a newer challenge would have emerged for these individuals through this time, and that is the requirement to keep one eye over their shoulder with regard to their own role. The strong market we've been in the last few years has meant individuals have not necessarily had to be concerned about their own role or indeed the future viability of their own company. But in the current environment, these questions will be uppermost. They make it even more critical for individuals to objectively consider whether they are at present in the right role or indeed working for the right entity. Whereas previously the concern was that working for the wrong company might hold back one's career, now there is a very real concern it might bring it to a complete halt. For similar reasons, being in the right role also assumes critical importance. Individuals need to be sure they are in roles which are critical to the ongoing success of the company they work for, and that they are well suited to carrying out these roles and delivering success. Those unable to meet these criteria will remain increasingly vulnerable. It's therefore a time for critical reflection. It's also a time where some individuals may increasingly step back, look at their career and their career path. We're noticing in our practice that people are evaluating and re-evaluating where they want to go. There is an increasingly heightened interest in not-for-profit roles, while others are turning to consulting and more of a portfolio-type career, balancing part-time roles. We also see this as a trend likely to continue as individuals leave larger corporates, whether that decision be of their own volition or not. So our advice for senior candidates in 2009? Work hard, make yourself indispensable, and as far as possible, position yourself in the right role in the right company. And take heart in this. Whilst the next 2 years will be tough years, the structural and demographic changes occurring in the labour market remain. That is to say that increasingly the baby boomers will retire out of the labour market, and the generations coming through to replace them are numerically far smaller. The inevitable result of this, at some point, is a return to a booming labour market and high levels of skilled labour shortages, including at a senior level. That this will eventually occur seems fairly certain. It is only the timing that is far from that. So it has indeed been a challenging year, and we will all be looking forward to a restful mental break over the Christmas and New Year period. We at Hobson Levy would like to wish you all the best for recharging your batteries and all the best for an improved 2009. Well, that concludes this episode of the New Zealand Executive Career Guide. I'm Stephen Levy from executive search firm Hobson Levy, and until next time, onwards and upwards.